and begin to see a different world.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Water cooler buzz in the overnight highway. Talking about a lot of different things in this hour. We're going to hit the mail. Thank you very much. I'm on high alert. That's when I get a ding, 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 and it goes to red and says you have to go through your email. So we're going to go through the email. We'll do that. Plus, we can count a conversation about a different way to do business with an executive who thinks that corporations don't have to be the enemy, particularly the leadership, because there's a good way to marry corporations to nonprofits. Speaking of profits, we'll check in on Wall Street. What's going on with oil? Are you feeling the pain at the pump? But before we do that, a couple of things are happening that might involve U.S. involvement. Do you like that? Might involve U.S. involvement. How about the Ivory Coast? The palace is surrounded. In the meantime, the U.S. is helping the Yemen leader leave, and what about Afghanistan in light of what happened with the pastor and the explosion over a whole bunch of things that were anti-American or anti-West, anti-NATO that General Petraeus ended up apologizing for? So there's a lot happening outside of our borders, thank you very much, that affect us in our own backyards. Jay Carney, he's the new White House flack or spokesperson. He does a daily briefing. It's kind of a way to pry inside and see if you can get the answers you can't get from the president when he holds press conferences, which isn't that often. So really, you are the mouthpiece for the administration. And like I said, there's so much exploding around us, not to mention the fears over the radiation. Let's not forget that, of course, leaking out of Fukushima and how many Japanese Americans connected to people in that area and connected to families in Japan, and just how we feel about one of our major allies. It's awful that what the people have been told, and then ultimately what seems to be happening, and the desperation to do whatever means possible to stop the leak from getting all that radiation into the water, which it already is, but how deep, how far, all that kind of stuff, just pushing it down and trying to be able to get that concrete in there. And, oh, yeah, what about Libya? Did we forget about Libya? No, we have the latest on Libya. Seems the sun may take over for Gaddafi. So Gaddafi part two, maybe. It's just been thrown out there that there could be this father-son swap. So I don't think there's really going to be a democracy if that happens. But at least people wouldn't be shot at. And then all this blowback and this push to Tripoli, all of that stuff would change. But let's get to Jay Carney and some of the things that he tackled, including the fact that the president did announce through an email and a series of campaign television commercials that didn't include actually the president, but were paid for Obama for president in 2012, now are being pumped out there. So the president officially is in the race, by the way, to do it again, to become the third president to have two terms. Who challenges him in 2012? And is he focused on this race? I'm going to say that's in the hands of Robert Gibbs, who used to have Jay Carney's job, and David Axelrod. That's why they left the White House. So Carney dished a little bit on that when he was asked about it. Also the violence in Yemen and what's happening in the Ivory Coast as well. Take a listen.
Earlier today, invitations were extended to Speaker Boehner, Senate Majority Leader Reid, Chairman Dan Inouye, and Chairman Hal Rogers to a meeting tomorrow at the White House with the President to discuss ongoing negotiations on a funding bill to bring us through the end of this fiscal year. The President has made clear that we all understand the need to cut spending, and significant progress has been made in agreeing to in agreeing that we can all work off the same number, $73 billion in spending cuts in this year alone. With the process running short on time, the president will urge leaders to reach final agreement and avoid a government shutdown that would be harmful to our economic recovery. I think that the president's primary concern here is that the perpetrators, the accused perpetrators of that terrible attack on the American people, be brought to justice as swiftly as possible and as fairly as possible. The president's not focused on elections. He's focused on doing the work that he was elected to do. But he's focused on the work that people elected him to do. And he has a job and he's working full time, waking up every morning with that foremost in his mind. What can we do today? This administration, working with Congress, working with partners in the private sector to increase growth, increase job creation, make America competitive so it can win the future in the 21st century. That is his job. There is plenty of time well down the road for politics, but he is focused on that. We are obviously concerned about and are monitoring the situation in Yemen. We've seen reports of further violence, and that is a concern, and we've been very clear about our views on the need that all sides refrain from violence, that there be an open process that addresses the legitimate needs and aspirations of the Yemeni people. We support a dialogue, a political dialogue, and President Saleh has publicly indicated his willingness to engage in a peaceful transition of power, and we believe the timing and form of that transition should be accomplished through dialogue and negotiation. So we urge that process to continue.
So you heard there, of course, in trying to help Yemen, what's going on there, and then the Ivory Coast is the other thing. As I said, the palace was surrounded. So what is the administration doing as far as that's concerned? And, boy, it's just like, how many places can we possibly be? They're saying it's about 80% sure that the president is still inside the palace and will be captured by Tuesday, which, of course, we're into Tuesday. The United Nations doesn't know what's happening at the palace, and the security's deteriorated. I mean, this is a guy, the president, who is nationally recognized winner of the presidential election there. So the UN peacekeepers are trying to prevent attacks on civilians. It's a nightmare there as well. But how many places can you be at one time? So here you have fighting again, taking a heavy toll on the civilians. And trying to juggle this all is tricky. And in the Yemen situation where Libya, it looks like there might be a switch, the U.S. is trying to just mediate this thing so that it doesn't get out of control. That makes sense, so that the Yemeni president would have a date to be to depart, but they're worried about the timing of that because they don't want to destabilize that country anymore or interrupt any kind of, and this is the big thing in Yemen, the counterterrorism stuff that's going on there. And this is really, we know, we've had terrorism experts on constantly here on the show that say Yemen is one of the most active Al-Qaeda operative spots in the world, period. So that's what you have to be concerned with there. All right, coming up on the flip side, more on the president saying he's going to run through emails, of course, once again, to stay in the White House. Hang with us.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. To shut down the government or not, we're going to talk about that coming up here in a few minutes because I got a ton of emails from many of you, Alex, Joe, and also Bob, all three sent from different places, sent me various emails, we'll get to them, but about whether or not there'd be a shutdown and why people aren't talking about who it would really threaten. Well, certainly one sector that would be threatened, of course, would be military families. See, I keep saying that. You have to think about the checks, and you have to think about not being paid on time. You know what they say, you never mess with a man's money? They'd be messing with some people's money if Congress doesn't pass a defense budget. They keep operating under these resolutions. These are the people with the short-term budgets that really get squeezed. So it means anyone who's fighting in Afghanistan, in Iraq, for example, they're not going to get paid on time. If the government shuts down for any kind of an extended time period, you know, let's say it's like 3 days, 2 days, anything. And if it was like last time around, definitely. And that's ridiculous. Hey, give us your brave, your unflinching, your courageous. Well, that's the same as brave. give us everybody that we could possibly have, the bodies we need to fight in this voluntary military. And then guess what? We're not going to pay your families. That's ridiculous. It's outrageous is what it is. So there better not be a government shutdown. And that's just one sector of people that would be affected by that. That's never talked about. You know, and speaking of the money, it's all about show me the money, and that answers the question of why did Obama jump in when he did? Because they have to raise money. That's what you do to get elected. You have
to raise money, or the people around the president have to raise money. We're going to get to Roger Madden's minute here in just a second, but first let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan. Hello, Dan. Are you with us?
I had to put my headphones down, Kate. So you're going to give me a minute, huh?
I said we're going to go to Roger Madden's minute. You have more than a minute. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first off, I'm going to say something that I said before, and you're going to probably disagree with me. But by the way, how did you like my jokes last week? Did you use any of my material?
Yes, your jokes were very funny. I was scribbling them down as you were saying them. I was stealing them by the second.
Good woman. Good woman. Okay, now that I've stroked you a little bit here, here's the bad news. The United States of America and all the Western free world, all the nations that are under Muslim control, are having a cult that has declared war on anyone that isn't a Muslim. From the Christians in Egypt to the Christians that were in Syria, the Christians that are in Lebanon, the Christians all over the world, also the Buddhist, also the India's, you know who I'm talking about, their religious
yeah.
belief. Okay, these people are all under attack. The Muslim world wants to establish a worldwide caliphate with us as second-class citizens or dead. They are at war with us. Now, I load every single one of my hollow points with pig fat because if a Muslim comes in touch with anything that hasn't been severely critically crittered, they go straight to hell. And I want to send as many as possible, should I have to defend myself, to that region. We are under a situation to where a preacher cannot burn a Koran that American soldiers aren't killed in a nation whom we are trying to protect. This is an absolute disgrace. We need to get our people out of there and turn that son of a bitch in place into a crispy critter. I am tired of this crap of Americans dying for these goddamn Muslims. There you go, Kate. That's all from me.
Oh, we're going to have to strike that last remark. Woof. Dan, here's the thing. I understand your rage, but the rage doesn't help. It's about action. If you want to change things, what do we always say? You know what to do. You know who to call. And you know how to vote if you don't like what's going on. I agree with you on Afghanistan. I think we need to be out of there. Forget about it. Especially when you see the protests and the reactions and the things that are happening. Of course, the idea is to change people's minds, and that was the whole last couple of years. The premise was the military was about ingratiating themselves with the people in the villages and showing them and teaching them about what they could do and how they didn't have to be under Taliban control loosely. That's not exactly it, but loosely that's what they're doing. And now when you have things like the burning of the Quran, the Florida pastor, it's just an easy thing for the Taliban to hang its hat on, exaggerate it, make it even bigger than it was, and then lo and behold, who are the people that suffer as a result of it? So absolutely, I agree with you. There's not going to be a democracy in Afghanistan. There's just not going to be. I refuse to believe it. Nobody can convince me that that's going to happen. I don't think that we're all that naive in watching this and how it's unfolded. We've spent too much money, and forget the money. We've sent too many people packing over there. Ridiculous. And that's part of the problem, I think, in some of the Obama shifts. Guantanamo is another one of the shifts with the Obama presidency. And it was all magical and about change you can count on in 2008. But what about 2012? Roger Madden, with his Madden Minute, has an interesting take. Take a listen.
It was the astounding black baseball player Satchel Paige who said, "Don't look back, something might be gaining on you." Well, President Obama's something is, and her name is Hillary. This is Roger Madden, and this is Madden's Minute. If the biggest problem that Barack Obama will have as he approaches the 2012 presidential election is to convince the American people that he is doing the best possible job he can do as president, and therefore they should vote to keep him in office, he's a shoo-in. But that's not his problem. You see, I live on the Upper West Side, Manhattan, and that's where all the socialists hang out, and they will crawl on hot coals to vote for the re-election of President Obama. But they will give him up like a soggy bowl of Rice Krispies if Hillary Clinton decides she's sick and tired of working her tail off for a bunch of amateurs. The Middle East crisis and Obama's indecisive responses seems to have Hillary in a twist. And could it be that the reason Republicans did so well in the 2010 election cycle is that Democrats stayed home dreaming of a Hillary comeback? We all know President Obama likes basketball better than baseball, and his throwing arm is a bit awkward. But Satchel Paige said something else which should give him some guidance. If a man can beat you, walk him. This is Roger Madden, and that's my Madden's Minute.
All right, 2012, interesting on the Republican side of things. There's a lot of buzz over a couple of different candidates. Even Donald Trump, who's a non-candidate, continues to grab some headlines as the woulda, coulda, maybe, will he, I got the money kind of guy. As I said, follow the money and you get the whole idea of why the re-election announcement, because you have to raise the money to run, even if you're the guy who's already occupying the White House. It's all about the advertising and getting the word out. All right, without further ado, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. And speaking of having mail, as I said, Alex listening to us in Vermont, Joe listening to us in Austin, Texas. I love this. And also Bob listening to us in the great state of Florida, WMEL, all three in, with different variations asked the question about the government shutdown. And ultimately, did I think there would be a government shutdown? Who gets the blame for the government shutdown and who is affected by it? And I mentioned that the military folks certainly would feel the pinch because of the paychecks. And anybody who relies on the government makes their living that way, any of the federal employees, certainly, if the government shuts down, that's what would happen. They would be, they wouldn't get them on time, and however long that might be. Does it stretch just to a day, a couple days? Is it like it was during the Clinton administration? Of course, the longer the shutdown, the more problems there would be. And you have to think of the offices. So during the last shutdown, there were national park sites that were closed and museums and monuments. And you say, oh, well, so what? Well, it's not a so what, because there's people who save their money, take class trips, whatever, to go to these places, and it could be a case of bad timing if that should happen. Then you have services for veterans, including health care. That would be affected. That's awful because they need to get pills, they need to get treatment, and they would have problems. And sure, there would be some people that would be kept on during the furlough, if you will. I'll call it a shutdown, whatever, but there would be some that wouldn't be. So you get it. Follow the money. Follow that. Hang with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here we go, the Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys!
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body.
Lose weight.
It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight. Here's a big one. Congratulations to the UConn Huskies. They beat Butler 53-41. It's the third championship for Jim Calhoun. A big win for him. His grandchildren get to see him win this one. He's 68 years old, so he's the oldest coach to do it. And it wasn't exciting. It's called Winning Ugly. But it doesn't matter. A win is a win, and UConn really, really dug deep to go through the tournament the way that they did. So congratulations to them. In the end, they get to hoist the trophy, cut down the net, and the glory is theirs. But also the teams like Butler, who almost did it, the true underdog, they got a lot of coverage. It was exciting to watch them throughout the tournament, and the same with VCU. So you have to, I think you have to give them credit too. Pretty cool. Of course, what are we talking about? Government shutdown, but let's give you some numbers. There is a White House spending summit on tap for Tuesday, meaning the president is going to have a meeting with a few key people, including the Speaker of the House. But ahead of that, the Republicans in the House stayed late on Monday, and they're calling it a more aggressive continuing resolution. They're looking for $12 billion in cuts to temporarily avoid a government shutdown. So here we go again, another Band-Aid performance, unless something different comes out of this meeting, which I don't see that. It's just more of the same. Three times in the year, 6 months, this has been going on. Unbelievable. And I think you just can't slash enough. Feel the pain in the beginning and get caught up. Should have never gotten to this point in the first place. And look, I'm not looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Obviously, there would be some spending, and we probably would have been in some kind of a hole, but not the kind of hole that we're in. I mean, just absolutely insane that we continue to go down this deep, dark path. Somebody set them straight on the hill. This is freaky what's happened in New York. It's worth mentioning because, you know, it is about numbers. It's not a happy number, but searchers were looking for more victims of what they're calling a suspected serial killer along a very New York beach remote area. They found so far 8 sets of human remains. Ugh. And sadly, when they go through the list, it's women in their 20s, early 20s or late 20s, and from various walks of life, although a bunch of them were said to be escorts, a lot of them were on Craigslist. They were advertising themselves on Craigslist. Boy, it just goes to show you. So the police think a serial killer might have been responsible for the bodies that they're now finding. No suspects, though, have been identified in the deaths of the women. The latest one that they found, sad for these families, it has to be, was a Shannon Gilbert. She was just 24 years old from Jersey City, New Jersey. Last time she was seen was May of last year, and they searched for her in December. They discovered when they were searching for her the bodies of these 4 other women who also advertised on that website. And now they're finding that this seems to be where they've all been plowed under, and it's just this deserted ocean highway. It's about 45 miles, to be more specific, east of New York City. Oof, terrible. All right, moving on to something a little bit more pleasant, if you will. Let's give you a couple of other numbers that make sense for We Can Count. Yeah, it amazes me when we started to do this segment. I guess it's been a while now. It's probably been 6 months or so. I started to realize, everything really centers around numbers. Like, look at this. Like the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling will be hit by May 16th. I don't know if that's a pleasant number, but it's certainly better than talking about the serial killer and coming up with these bodies. The Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, told Congress that he expects to hit that number, that $14.294 trillion debt ceiling, probably no later than the 16th of May, but it could change and could move either way. Remember, the Treasury had said before that the limit would be reached probably April 15th, May 31st, so if the debt limit is not increased by May 16th, this is important, the Treasury would employ a couple of other measures to prevent the United States from defaulting on what the obligations are. There's not a lot of headroom here to borrow because as of the end of March, the debt subject to the legal borrowing limit, keep following me, I don't want to lose you in all the numbers, was 14.218 trillion, or about 76 billion, that's the better number, under the legal cap. So that's a little over 2 weeks of borrowing, but the debt levels can fluctuate up or down daily. Daily they can do that. My goodness, it's ridiculous. It's like we have to have a fire sale of financial assets, right? And oddly enough, the Treasury has been asked whether they could have one of those so-called sales of financial assets like gold or the government's portfolio of student loans. Oh, like I said, You cannot continue to go down the rabbit hole, but you have to come up with the solutions now before it's that just too much. It's just too late. You can't continue to keep walking down this path of no return. And that's what we keep on doing. And I think that's why so many people want to hold politicians. They're finally getting it. They want to hold politicians' feet to the fire on campaign promises because, you know, we're looking for somebody to honor what they're saying. Let's follow up on Southwest. More crap and cracks are being found now that they're inspecting these Southwest airplanes after that ruptured fuselage forced that emergency landing on Friday. Now there might be new regulations to fix the problem, but it's not the first time that the feds have had to regulate the industry, well, especially Southwest, as the problems occurred. Because somebody said to me today, like, well, why didn't they do something about this ahead of time? Well, they didn't know. Then this accident happens, and all of a sudden, boom, here we are. Remember, 3 years ago, the FAA said the airline, they cited them basically for operating dozens of planes that hadn't been inspected for fatigue cracking. That scares me. And that led to a huge fine. It was like $7 million. Then, in 2009, the fuselage hole forced a Southwest flight to make an emergency landing in West Virginia. That led to more safety recommendations. Now you have this problem with the flight out of Phoenix heading into the weekend. So that's probably a new one that they're going to have to deal with. And the Federal Aviation Administration is saying it's going to issue an emergency safety order, and we talked about this on a previous show, that requires special inspections in trying to find metal fatigue in some of these Boeing 737s. The biggest one is the one I mentioned in 2008. There were some whistleblowers that out of the airline, and then came the big fine, and boy, it's all about safety. It's just one of those things you take it for granted. You get on the plane, maybe you do, maybe you don't, and you're not in your head. You're just not thinking metal fatigue, fuselage problems. Who knows? Is it somebody cut corners somewhere? Because it's about saving some money on what people are doing when the mechanics are going over. Because I think there's some great mechanics, but you know they're only going to do what they're told to do, and if it's a hurry-up situation, then you have X amount of time to do this, and you know what? That's what's going to happen. And I only bring this up because, yes, I had emails on it. So it fits nicely into We Can Count. There must be a lot of country fans out there because I had some people ask me about Taylor Swift. What do you think about Taylor Swift? And the reason why is because Taylor Swift, who's a mere 21 years old, walked away once again with high honors. She got Entertainer of the Year when it came to the Country Music Awards. And I guess the fans vote for this, so that's pretty big when it comes to awards that are handed out, because it's the people who are listening to the music. And obviously some of you listening to the show are big fans of hers. 21, wow. For some reason I thought she was a little bit older than that. And certainly there are many living icons still in country music. Reba McEntire, I think she was one of the hosts of that show. She's always out there. And Garth Brooks, I think, came back into the music scene. Country music versus rock, which is more popular? Stay with us. Money Matters next.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Kate Delaney back on America Tonight. Boy, we're talking about a lot of different things here, aren't we? We're pinging and ponging all over the place, just talking about that debt ceiling. It comes back to the money and the numbers, and we roll it all up, and what do we get? A lot of nonsense, no question about it. The government shutdown, follow the money there. The president announcing through emails that he's running again. The timing of that, of course, is to raise money. And it's interesting, how much money does it take to reelect the current president? And you see other things that are being spent and where money is flowing, and you just, I'm telling you, you just shake your head. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, I put something on your Facebook there about, you know, checks and who's going to get them and who's not. I found out that in 95, the first time when they did this, the military did get paid. This time, I see a lot of people saying that the military pay could be and might be affected, but I don't see anybody saying that it will be affected. So,
I think it will be. Let's put it this way. I have a good source at the Pentagon. It's going to be affected. If there's enough days, count on it. It's going to affect the people that need it the most, the people who are serving day after day, taking very little breaks and being redeployed, and their families, they're going to get hit by it, and that's wrong.
Well, we need some sort of link on that. Can't you, you know, get a link on that and put it on your website? Because that's a very important topic. And
yeah, I agree. That's it's a huge topic. Because that's what I said. People don't realize what happens in a federal shutdown. I understand the wanting for the government to shut down to say, hey, screw you guys, because you said you were going to get it done, and if you're not going to get it done, let her shut down then. But who are the people that get affected? Doesn't it figure, Tomas, that the guys that get affected are the ones who have nothing to do with it, really? They're just doing their jobs. You know, you know all about how the military works.
I was in the first time when it happened. I just can't remember how long it went, and I don't think it went that long, because I can't remember really suffering financially from it. And I had like 5 kids then in the house, you know. But I think what happens is that they'll just move the pay date. Let's say you get paid on the 15th, right?
Right.
They'll say, well, okay, you guys are going to get paid on the 1st. So, you know, everything gets pushed up 2 weeks. And they did that one time even before, just to save money in the budget. They just switched it over. It used to be like the end of the month. And they said, okay, you're going to get paid on the 1st of the month. But, you know, when you multiply that by, you know, a couple of million guys in the military, that's a good chunk of change.
No kidding.
I think that a lot of the military – We'll bite the bullet on this. They're very patriotic, and, you know, it's not going to go on for 6 months. It might go on for 2 weeks. But I think the Republicans need to make the point that they are not there worrying about the next election. They're worrying about this country, and they need to articulate that. And this guy, Paul, he came out now with a 6.2 $6.2 trillion cut over 10 years. Now that's even bigger than $4 trillion, the one that I had. And then, you know, and he wants to cut it down to 2008 levels of spending levels.
Right.
I looked at the numbers, and we're talking breaking it down from 3.7 trillion to 2.9. That's a 20% cut. Remember, I was talking about 15%. So This is definitely something. I still want to see, okay, 10 years, right? Tell me what you're going to do for me next
now.
Year. Show me the numbers, because, right? It should be easy. If you got a 10-year plan, it should be easy to tell me what's going to happen in the first year.
I agree. That's what we want to see. You're right, Tomas. You made a great point in a previous show. We want to know now, not when your future is murky and who knows if you're running, you know, a decade from now or whatever. Tell us now, because it's easy. That's change you can believe in. It's easy for me to make you promises that I don't have to pay off for a decade.
And you know, a lot of people, when they bargain, they will also, you know, come in with a higher price. Let's say you want to sell a car or something. You think you can get $7,000, but you're asking $9,000. And they know they have the cards stacked against them, because, you know, the president has a veto pen and the president has the Senate. So they may be asking for a little bit too much, hoping that they'll get, you know, something a little bit less. But still, this is if we can do that, the country will be, you know, much stronger. And
I agree.
That's what I got for you tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you. Good call, Tomas. I agree. I mean, ultimately, do I think it'd be a 2-week shutdown? What I heard is no. If it is, you're probably looking at a handful of days, week tops, and I don't think it would even be a week. But that's part of the now going and meeting at the White House and the House Republicans saying that we can do this, we can come up with another series of cuts and delay this again, basically. I don't know. Federal workers are the ones also that would be, by the way, in this kind of shutdown limbo, as they call it. But I can't see it going beyond a handful of days. Maybe through the weekend, make people a little bit nervous about Monday. We'll see. The House Budget Chief Paul Ryan is talking about the Republicans' 2012 budget cut spending, and he's revamping entitlements and reforming the tax code. Boy, tell you what, you have to seriously love numbers to go through the tax code. It is insanity. I mean, that's part of the problem, isn't it, in trying to figure half of it out. It's like in filing taxes where people tear their hair out because if they have to list certain things, that's why there was all of the outrage over what would happen under the current health plan. One of the things that was stuck in there, remember the 1099s, if that hadn't been taken away, everything would have to be listed for vendors, any kind of vendors, where you're talking about 600, just at 600 or more, and that's ridiculous because how much red tape would that be in tying up the IRS, that many more people that you would even have to hire upon on top of all the thousands of people you're hiring now to go after the people who are going to dodge getting health care. So Ryan's saying that one of the key things of his plan is that this is a redefining moment. And if we could reduce the deficit by $4.4 trillion, which is what Tomas was saying, over 10 years, imagine ultimately what that would mean. But budget resolutions pretty much are initial frameworks in a process that lasts for a couple of months. And it's tough to take those numbers and figure out ultimately in cutting them back or, you know, giving it a score, how that would work. But if you reform the tax code under, I think, what they're saying with the Republican plan, then it would reduce the number of income tax brackets. It would lower the top rate for individuals and, of course, corporations to 25%, and then it would cut down or eliminate tax breaks from there. And his plan would reduce the federal spending to below 20% of the economy, so that would be below the 20.7% average over the past 40 years. And the idea is getting back to that 2008 level. That's what Tomas was just saying. But, man, I think that the 10-year plan, the problem is we need to see the numbers now. Show us what you can do for us today, now. I get it that it's so tight and it's so far gone that you can't possibly solve it in a short time period. There'd have to be a little bit of time, but 10 years is a very long time. If you're watching the markets, by the way, I said money matters. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 23 points. The S&P on the day rose less than a point, and the NASDAQ fell less than a point. It's interesting what we're seeing on Wall Street. It kind of shows that some things are starting to change, and there's maybe a continue to be a push, and we'll see those levels increase. But I'd be cautious with that.